Hey there. Because you're listening to this podcast, we at Blue Wire want you to know this. One, we freaking love you. And two, we want to learn more about you. Help us make more content you'll love by filling out a survey you can find in the description of this podcast. You'll help us out a ton, and you'll have a chance to win a Blue Wire t-shirt, hoodie, or a pair of AirPods. We appreciate you, hope you're staying safe, and want you to enjoy this podcast.
Blue Wire.
Hey there, Fangirl Nation. You are listening to Fangirl Sports Network's Fangirl Playbook on Blue Wire. I am your host, Tracy Sandler, joined as always by my co-host, Stephanie McCarroll. And I don't know about you, Steph, but I'm really excited to talk about today's Friday Night Lights episode, It's Different for Girls.
Absolutely. I love even just the title of it because I think it encompasses so much about, you know, being a girl or being a woman. And obviously, it's in this setting, it's high school, but, you know, all women have gone through this kind, you know, maybe not exactly, but we know, you know, the general gist of it. And I think it did just such a good job explaining it from a girl's standpoint. So I'm excited.
I am too. I think what I'm going to do actually is do a quick plot overview, and then I want to delve in. But I think this is one of those episodes that it would be good to like kind of get the plot pat down. I'm not really sure that that was the correct phrase, but we'll go with it. To get the plot down and then kind of delve in kind of character by character. Okay. So, you know, in this episode, we have a lot of things going on. And, you know, now that I say that, of course, we may start and just delve in. And that's the beauty of a podcast, guys. We just go and see where the headphones take us. That's what I like to say. But we start this episode with Smash sees a girl at school that he likes, and she's on the phone, and he comes over and tries to hit on her, and he realizes he knows her. Her name is Waverly, and he's known her, and she has apparently been living with her father in Africa. Her father, by the way, is also the pastor, and this would be the same pastor that asked the church to collect money for Smash's SAT course. And as we all know, Smash is not using that money for the SAT course. He's using that money for steroids, which throughout this episode starts to be a little bit of a bigger deal. There's a scene in practice where he's going really fast, and coach, of course, not knowing what it is that he's doing, he makes a joke. And then he says, whatever he's eating, he should keep doing it. So he, of course, doesn't know yet what he's doing. Smash also starts getting bloody noses in this episode, which is not a good sign. So that is something that happens here. It's almost, though, interestingly enough, a little bit of the backdrop of this particular episode, because this episode very much is about the girls, the women. And I use the word girls because really they're all high school girls. And, you know, on the verge of becoming women, not to get super cheesy, but I think I say that because as Steph and I talk a lot about when we talk about Friday Night Lights is let's not forget how young these kids are. Yeah. And they are still girls. So I think that's something, you know, very important to remember. So we have Julie Taylor, who is now dating Matt Saracen, much to the chagrin of the Taylors. And he and Coach Taylor is just really not into it. But we have a scene, and this is the beginning of It's Different for Girls. We have a scene in the locker room before the guys are going out to practice. And Smash is talking about Waverly, and they're all making fun of him and saying, you have no chance with this girl. And, of course, he's like, I'm the Smash. I think that's actually a quote, I'm the Smash. I'll get whatever I want. And one of the players says, I bet Matt will sleep with Coach's daughter before Smash sleeps with Waverly. Unfortunately, Coach Taylor is now standing in the locker room, and here's
so embarrassing. Sorry.
It's so embarrassing. Oh my gosh. It's Steph. So it's like cringeworthy. You're watching it and you're like, and Matt says to Smash, I think you should stop talking now. And, the whole thing, it's like, it's so awkward. And just so embarrassing, but here we are. I think it like drives home the bigger point that here we are in a football locker room, and I'm not getting like moralistic, and we're talking about teenage boys, and I totally get it. But here they are talking about, you know, sleeping with girls, and Matt super really cares about Julie, and Sarah, and Smash actually really cares about Waverly, but it's just, they're boys. And it's like, yeah, I think that he says, like, I bet Mac gets up on Coach's daughter before Smash gets up on Waverly. And I think for Coach Taylor, it's a little bit of a realization of the things Tammy's been saying to him the last few episodes, where she's having girls coming into her office talking right. about situations, and the rally girls, and the one rally girl, her Panther, wanted her to have a threesome. Right. And through a lot of conversations, he kind of like, he doesn't poo-poo it, but he's like, I don't know what you want me to tell you. You know, they're teenage boys, they're football players. And I think now there's the realization that, like, no, these girls, you know, they have dads too.
Right.
That really care about them. And I think there, that is kind of what we see in that scene. Meanwhile, through all of this, Lila is being put through the ringer right. for sleeping with Tim. And when the show, early in the show, it actually might be the open, she's late to cheerleading practice because she's cleaning off her locker where someone spray painted slut.
Yeah.
And the girls, this one girl in particular, Brittany, who, I mean, she's so mean.
Yeah.
I just want to take it aside. That girl is mean. And I don't know what her deal is or their like loyalty to Jason Street, but, and I mean, I understand that people are upset, but I actually don't, because this is the other thing. Like, whatever happened is between Tim and Lila and Jason. It's right. not, and maybe I just don't remember, but I can't imagine like being in school and being like, oh, I'm going to be really, well, I'm not a mean person. So I don't want to shock anybody. I wasn't a mean girl, but, I just can't imagine like torturing this girl for something that, I mean, has zero to do. She didn't sleep with my boyfriend. Like, right. I don't, you know, it's like weird. And this girl, Brittany, is mean and keeps making these comments. And, she like almost drops her, and she makes a comment like, maybe Tim banged the balance right out of Lila.
Right.
And it's just so cruel and inappropriate. And we see a few times where people are really, really mean to her. And there is a scene, Steph, and I think maybe we will delve into this scene a little bit, where she's sitting in the lunchroom, or the cafeteria, the lunchroom. What am I, like 98? She's sitting in the cafeteria. She's sitting in the lunchroom. sitting in the cafeteria, and everyone's kind of looking at her. She's by herself. These two guys come over and make really gross comments to her. And of course, then Tim comes over, and up they go, and he sits with her. But now everybody's staring. And as she says, like, you're making it worse. And he's trying to make it better, but he's making it worse. But the thing is, and she says to him, and this is very true, and I think we could totally like focus on this for a little bit. He says to her, or she says to him, it's so different for you. You can sleep around and everybody thinks you're cool.
Right. And he
and
does.
I make one.
Yeah. And he
and
does.
He does. And he does sleep around and everybody thinks he's cool. I mean, obviously we know in the last episode, the teammates were mad that he slept with Jason's girlfriend and they smashed his car as a result. But then after the game, everything was pretty much fine.
Right.
And so he is on that website, which we'll get to in a little bit, but very briefly. But it basically, everything is fine. And Tim Riggins is the cool guy and all the girls want to sleep with him. And really the reality is, I think a lot of the vitriol from the other girls probably is jealousy. Yeah, but definitely. She says, you can do that. And everyone thinks you're cool. And I make one mistake, and it was a mistake, and I'm a slut. And I think this is really the crux of the episode. It's different for girls. And that's, and that Lila says that it's different for girls, and it is really unfair, and it's a terrible double standard. And I think they do a really good job with it in this episode.
Right. And and even the coach knows it's a double standard. I mean, he's fine with it as long as it doesn't involve his daughter, then it's personal mm-hmm. for him. Mm-hmm. And then,
which is also a double standard.
Yeah. And he's fine, you know, with seeing, and he even encouraged it at one point before he knew his daughter was involved. So it's just funny. And then, but then the girls, they have this, these extra things to live with, and you're supposed to be like this chaste, you know, perfect girl all the time, you know, and, you know, just, I just think the psychology of that would be really tough for her, because obviously you couldn't concentrate. The whole world knows your business, and you feel that shame. You know, I felt really mm-hmm. bad for Lila. But as we get on in this, you really see her parents come through for her. And I was just really relieved because, you know, that's not always the case, you know, especially these days. It's just, you know, girls are treated differently, even by their parents. You know, the boys are treated a certain way and the girls are not. Mm-hmm. So I loved that she was able to talk to her parents. And I really loved, it was just a really nice moment with her dad because he didn't even have to say anything. He just was there for her. And I loved that.
And that goes back to the last episode when Tammy says that to him, you know, I think as a parent, you can't fix it.
Right.
But be there for her. And they have that moment at the end of the game mm-hmm. where she said, you've never left a game early. He said, that's a game. You're my daughter. And Buddy is at work and this or horrible Brittany, this girl is so mean. I just can't get over how mean she is. Her father.
She's
horrible. That's horrible. She's horrible. She's so mean. I just don't understand. Her father comes to the car dealership and says, I wanted to let you know that Brittany started this website. It's basically like Lila. I don't think it's his exact name, but it's like lilaisaslut.com essentially.
Yeah, it's fine.
And it's really bad. And she said terrible things. And she's at home right now with her mother. And her mother's trying to figure out what on earth would possess her to do this. But I wanted to tell you, and I'm really sorry. And he goes on the website. You do see, I think it's either when he's on it or when Lila's on it, there is one little part that says sluts and it's her head and Tim's head. Yeah. But other than that, it's basically just about Lila. And it's awful, but there's, you know, again, he is just there for her and he comes into her room and says, what are you doing? And she says, I'm just doing research. And, you know, it's like an unspoken moment. They both know. Right. She knows, he knows, he knows, you know, and there's that. And she's, well, I'm getting a little ahead of myself, but I want to say this and then kind of go back a little bit, but there's her mother. She's very upset. She's home later. There's a later scene. She's crying. And her mom says, you know, you made a mistake. You can't take it back. And my mom used to say that something to the effect that God gave us sin so he can show us forgiveness.
Right.
And that seems to actually really help. But I totally agree with you. Her parents were really there for her. There wasn't the judgment. There wasn't any of that. Like,
yeah.
She's their daughter. They love her. People are not perfect. People make mistakes. She's been through hell. I mean, there's a scene several episodes earlier before this happens where Buddy and her mother and Lila's mom are talking and she says, this is our fault. We encouraged it, but she's now so focused on Jason. Her whole life was wrapped up in Jason and everything has changed and it's our fault. We encouraged it and we've got to help her, you know, kind of recalibrate. And he poo-poos it. And so that seems to be my phrase of the day here, but he's like, no, it'll be fine. It'll be fine. But that scene from several episodes ago, like her mother gets it. She's been through hell. I mean, it really, she gets that her like 16-year-old daughter had her entire life planned. And in the span of a few weeks, the love of her life is paralyzed. Everything they thought was going to happen isn't going to happen. There is so much to deal with there. It's a lot. And so I really appreciated how supportive they were. But back to the lunchroom, as I like to call it. Back to the lunchroom. Eventually Lila says to Tim, leave, like you're making it worse. And we see Tyra looking over at them. And in the last episode, of course, Tyra slapped him and said, anyone but her.
Right.
And so Tyra comes out of the cafeteria. I'm going to just keep switching off what I want to call it and grabs him and says, what are you doing? And she says, you're making it worse. And she looks at him and she said, oh my God, you're in love with her, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
And I think this episode really drives home the point to everybody that he's fully in love with her. And there is something I do want to say about that I kind of appreciate. For all of the outside noise and the people being mean and the judgment, all of the, in terms of the guys and girls in question, all of these guys really care about the girls. Matt really cares about Julie. Smash really cares about Waverly, and that's going to become more and more apparent in upcoming episodes. Tim really is in love with Lila, as is Jason. So that I did like they weren't being there wasn't this like braggadocious, I don't know. The noise is not coming from those guys themselves. So that's just kind of.
Right. And I
they're not all bad.
Yeah, they're not all bad. And I think it came out later too with Tim. And I don't want to get too far ahead, but I'll just mention this. But when Tim goes and sees Jason, because he cares about Lila and says, hey, you need to, like, he's even willing to put his own, like, love aside, his own feelings aside, because he knows that what Lila wants is Jason, and Jason needs to forgive her. And he's like, how awkward would that be, by the way, to go and, like, try to convince mm-hmm. your best friend? But he does that because he obviously cares about both of them. So I thought that was big of Tim and not something I totally expected in this episode, because he seems like he's so self-centered, you know, but it's not him at all. And so I just really appreciated that. And I felt like the gossip part is all like the outside. The people who really matter, you know, understand, like the parents, mm-hmm. you know, their friends, you know, Jason, mm-hmm. Jason. So all these things, but all that other stuff doesn't matter. And it kind of puts a little bit of a perspective for me about gossip. It's just, does it hurt? Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But does it matter? Not really, you know? And so and that's going to happen. And there's always going to be the haters, you know? So I don't know. Like, I mean, and the thing is she recognizes what she's done, and it shouldn't be a life sentence. I mean, people make mistakes, and it, you know, when people take the moral high ground, it's just not a good look.
No, it's not. It's not a good look. We're going to take a quick break here to get a word from our sponsor. And then I want to talk about how Tammy and Lila continue to bond, and then what that means the rest of the episode, and then talk more about Tim seeing Jason. So we will be right back.
They say a healthy gut means a healthy you. Favor apple cider vinegar shots bottle this feeling into the convenience of a 2-ounce shot. Better digestion, stronger immune system, and the lowering of blood sugar levels are just some of the benefits to shooting a daily Favor shot. Their proprietary blends are raw and organic and mixed with other functional ingredients to create a better tasting experience. First-time shooters can go to drinkafavor.com.
All right, Steph. So while all this is going on in the cafeteria, Tammy sees it all. Yes. She goes to Lila at her locker, and there's a note in there, basically like something like a for a good time call or whatever. Right. And so they go into her office, and you know, Tammy is so good at this. Like, she's so good with this stuff, and she does a really, really good job, you know, talking to Lila, listening to Lila. Lila says, I'm going to quit cheerleading. And she talks about how when she was, her parents would dress her up in Panthers uniforms and take her to games since she was 5 years old. Mm-hmm. And it was this goal to become a cheerleader, but essentially whose goal? And it's actually funny. Steph asked me before the episode if I was a cheerleader. Yeah. And I was. I was a cheerleader and sports editor of the paper, which I think at least at the time at my high school, I'm not sure that had ever happened before. But I was telling Steph that I remember my whole life leading up to junior high and high school, like I wanted to be a cheerleader so badly. And it was so important to me. And I was one, and we were a very small private high school. We were certainly not going to cheerleading competitions, because that's also, by the way, the backdrop of this episode.
Right.
The Panthers cheerleaders have a competition on the Saturday, the day after the game. And it's a big deal. And that comes into play also with Coach Taylor, which we'll get to in a minute. But it was so important to me. And it's funny looking back on it now, I don't know why. I mean, I think I do know why. I think it represented, I do know why. It's just funny to me, the why, I guess. I think it represented something to me as a little girl, as probably some things I saw in movies and on television.
Right.
And what being a cheerleader meant about you and what that said. And it's so funny because now looking back on it, I'm like, that's so silly. I mean, I liked being a cheerleader. I don't have any like negative feelings about it. It just was kind of funny that it was like when she says that, when I was watching the episode again, I was like, that's really funny, because as a little girl, that was, you know, definitely important to me too. But then as a teenager, it became equally important to be the sports editor of the paper. So yeah,
I think things are changing, but I'm sure like in places like Texas, I mean, the rules and the, you know, your gender rules are already set up for you. And I think that that's that's something that, you know, we're starting to see, you know, even now that it's okay for you to be an athlete and it's okay. You know, you don't have to follow those strict gender rules. Not to say there's anything wrong with cheerleading, because I think that's super hard, but like, I just, like, you don't, like, it doesn't have to be everything, you know? So I don't know. And she even says that she's like, she's like, since Jason's accident, she's kind of done pretending she cares about any of this. And I thought that was like so good, because it's like when things really get tough, I mean, does it matter that you're popular on the cheer with the cheerleaders, you know? And it really doesn't. Right. And they're so brutal to her. So when it, you know, when it's all said and done, you know, she's like, I don't even know why I care, you know, but since, you know, Jason, her life was turned upside down. So I get why she wants to quit, but there is something there that obviously drives her. You know, she's very good at being a cheerleader. She's a flyer or whatever. I don't know what to call it. I don't know if that's what it
is. If memory serves, I think it is called a flyer. Okay. So they throw her up and catch her. Even though practice, they don't catch her.
Right. Yeah. And so, and you know, they're obviously trying to make her job really difficult, and they have this thing coming up, and obviously she wants to do well, but she's got to kind of stand up for herself. She thought that she could just let them talk and it would eventually dissipate. But then, you know, she really comes to understand, and who really helps her through that was Tim. And I just thought that was really good, because it's, you know, it wasn't the girls, you know, it wasn't like, hey, it's okay, we understand. And I don't know why girls have to be so brutal, but I know they are. I mean, even as you grow up, I mean, we have a thing. I don't know exactly why.
I don't know.
And even in business and different ways, like guys will boost each other up and take their homeboys all through, you know, business and everything, like no big deal. But women, I feel like we're competing for so few slots. We feel like we have to compete against each other. And that's sort of what the culture has created even from high school on, you know? So it's kind of interesting. And that's one of the reasons that, you know, I'm so in love with fangirl sports, is because we try to, you know, boost up other women's voices. And I think, especially in sports where we're underrepresented. So I think that that's something that, you know, I get from that standpoint, because girls are different and we're treated differently.
We are. And I think this competition is something that's kind of ingrained, and you're right with fangirl. That's something we try so hard. We don't stand for that. Like, there's no competition between fangirls. Like, that's not what we do, and that's not how we operate. And that's just, and we have there's no place for that. Because we really are, and again, it sounds so cheesy, but we really are so much stronger together. And I would say that actually that even comes before high school. I think it starts super early.
Yeah. Probably.
And I think girls start being mean really early. I think you can see mean girls really early on, and it's upsetting. And I think it probably comes from parents. I don't think like most 5 or 6 year old girls are mean.
Yeah.
But I think you see behaviors and you emulate behaviors, you model behaviors, and then it kind of goes from there. So that's probably a whole other podcast, but I think it's an important thing to say. And that's, you know, I think that's an important thing and where it comes from. And it's an important part, you know, of this episode. It's different for girls and the reasons it is. Switching to Matt and Julie for a little bit, because this cheerleading competition actually kind of becomes an important part of the episode, and kind of because of Matt and Julie. So Julie and Matt are supposed to have a Saturday date. I think she wants to go to like a movie festival or something with him and Landry. And all of a sudden Coach Taylor's like, oh yeah, nope, Matt's busy on Saturday because we are all going to cheerleading competition. They support us on Fridays and we're going to support them on Saturdays. And now it becomes a thing. And he says, he tells Tammy he's going to have a Matt chat and really kind of tell Matt how it is. And because Matt comes to him and says, like, listen, I can see you're not thrilled with me dating your daughter, but I'm going to date your daughter, whether you like it or not.
Yeah, he didn't Coach like Taylor that.
Contraire, mi amor. But, and Matt is, and so there's like, they're, definitely butt heads, but of course Matt is like so nervous about the whole thing. So he gives Matt, well, there's like a couple things that happen. First, Julie invites Matt over to watch TV.
Oh yeah, the blanket.
The blanket was really funny. But before Matt gets there, Coach is eating dinner and Tammy, they're going to play cards. And she's talking about what happened in the cafeteria and she said, you should have seen it. It was so horrible. It was like the scarlet letter of this poor girl. And they're talking about it. And then there's a knock at the door. That's one part of the reason I think the show is so well done, because they're talking about another girl and they both feel awful about it. And then there's a football player coming over to see their daughter. And I think it just kind of for them drives home like, oh my gosh, could that, you know, be Julie? So he comes over and he and Julie are going to watch TV. So now they're watching the TV. And actually, funny enough, they're watching The Office, which as you guys watch the show, don't forget the show started in 2006. And it was also, they were both on NBC. They watch The Office a lot on the show. Every so often you look at the TV and it's not football, they're watching The Office. But just FYI, this is a fun fact. But they're going to watch The Office. So they're now Tammy and Coach Taylor in their room playing cards. And he says, what do you think they're doing out there? And she says, having sex. And he's like, that's not funny.
I put myself in that position and I'm going to be a terrible parent. I think that age, I don't even want to think about it. Like, it's tough.
It is tough. I mean, it's really tough. And he's being like the stereotypical dad of a teenage girl. Yeah. And of course he said that I'm going out there. And she is like, do not do that. Like, that's the worst thing you can do. But of course he does. And date is over. Matt's going home and Julie's pissed. And he like picks up the blanket and he goes, they had a blanket. And Tammy says to him, you're an idiot. Like, you are really an idiot. And he is. So then to avoid the Saturday date, his Matt chat is he gives Matt all kinds of tape to watch.
Right.
There's a good chance we're going to go to the playoffs here. Watch all these tape of these teams. So that's what we're going to do Saturday before we go to the cheerleading competition. There's a pep rally, which Lila does not go to because she's cleaning up her locker. And the captains of the team come out in cheerleading uniforms. It's cute. Like, it's a cute thing. And I think it's a nice attempt by Coach Taylor to kind of honor and recognize the cheerleading squad and how hard they do work, because I don't think they often do get that, you know, recognition.
Yeah.
But come Saturday, they're going to get ready to go to the cheerleading competition. And Julie is at Matt's going through game tape with him. So of course the whole thing backfired, which is hilarious. And then she sent along, and I can't remember what it is, but she sent along some notes for her dad on the weak side cornerback and who to watch and all that. So it's like, it's very good. So, but in between all this, of course, now we have, oh, we forgot about the smash dinner. Let's talk about that really quick. Waverly and her dad go over to the Williams for dinner. Smash is super, super nervous. I think this is really the first time, and we don't know a bunch about it, but this is really the first time that we see that there might be something off. They talk about that Waverly and her dad have just moved back from Africa, and they're really kind of vague on the details of the trip and of living there and how that was. And you see something's a little bit wrong. Waverly's dad asks Smash how the SAT course is going. Of course, Waverly can tell right away that Smash is lying. And it comes up again later. Waverly and Smash go to miniature golf. She won't go to his game, but they go for a miniature golf date. And she says to him, I think you're lying. I don't think you're using that money for an SAT course.
And then he said, I don't think you really went to Africa. Like something like that. It's just there. And I don't know what it is yet, but I'm anxious to find out.
Yeah, there is definitely something there. And we're going to see also Smash. Like I said, in this episode, we got the bloody noses. Like things are, you know, things are going to come to a head at some point there as well, sometime relatively soon. But we have Lila has quit the cheerleading. As you mentioned earlier, Tim goes to see Jason and says, like, you've got to forgive her. She cares so much about you. It's a nice, it's an emotional scene.
Yeah, and there's a lot there too, because Jason's going through his own stuff. He had to move downstairs to the other, you know, to the room because he can't have his room back.
He's out of rehab facility.
Right. And he's also like, you know, they're like, well, when we have the money to like renovate. So you can also see that they're struggling because, you know, having somebody with special needs is extremely expensive because so much is not covered and you have to remodel and you have to do things like that. And I think that's one of their, cause, and that's even like the lawyer comes on that too, on that one. So he's going through a lot because he doesn't want to sue anybody or, you know, but at the same time, his parents are trying to find ways to support him, you know, and do it appropriately. So he's definitely having a hard time. So he's like, the last person I want to see is Tim right now. And kind of like, screw Lila. She's the one that hurt me. But at the same time, so you kind of see that there's a dynamic there. He's going through his own stuff, but he's saying, look, she's going through hell. She could quit cheer. You know, he knows he messed up. And I think that was what needed to happen, that contrite, you know, feeling, because forgiveness is important, you know, but that's something I think Jason needed to hear. And it was when he was transferring in bed, and it's like, he's in this vulnerable position and he's like, look, this is what's happening. So I don't know, like Tim bugged me at first, but now I'm really like, he just is, he's growing on me in a big way because I feel like his heart is good.
It is. And it's, I have this conversation with people all the time when they're watching the show in the beginning about Tim. And I'm like, no, Tim is one of my favorite characters. And they're like, why? Like, just kidding. And he is, because, and we, I feel like we talk about this every week with Tim, but the reality is like, his heart is in the right place. He just doesn't know better. Like, he doesn't have anyone to show him better. Yeah. And he makes terrible mistakes, and his brother makes terrible mistakes.
Yeah, but he's a kid. And that's the thing. Like, you make mistakes and you're stupid, you know?
I think that's the other thing with Tim. He looks like, and this, you know, is probably a casting thing, but I don't think that this was, I think this probably was by design. I think of everybody, he looks like the most of an adult. Yeah. I mean, they were all, I think, in their mid-20s. Julie and Matt, maybe not, but I think they were all like in their mid-20s when they were cast in the show. But he really looks like an
more
adult.
Of an adult, so expect more of him.
Yeah. Yeah. He really is. He's not. He is a kid. And so then after he sees Jason later, he goes to see Lila after she has the conversation that we talked about earlier. It's raining. She's crying. He comes to the door and her parents are like, what in the hell are you doing here? And he says, I need to talk to your daughter. She comes out and he says to her, I think you should go to the cheerleading competition. You know, you're good at it. You love it. He really like it. We do see a lot of growth because, as you said, it's not easy for him to go see Jason. It's not easy to go see Lila. Like, he loves them both.
But he's also been really hurt. I mean, you can't.
He loves her. He totally loves her. And it is very obvious at this point that he is in love with her. And he talks her into going to the cheerleading competition. And she goes, and there's this scene towards the end where she looks up in the stands and smiles. And Tim thinks she's smiling at him. But Jason's there.
I know. I love that part, though. I was like, yes,
so good. But like, heartbreaking for Tim, but obviously good for Lila and Jason. And there's that. And that's pretty much where the episode ends.
Yeah, I think it was good because, and she kind of stood up for herself at the end, too, because she was like, yeah, I'm the girl on the website. And, you know, she owned it, you know, and I thought that was just like a really powerful, like taking your power back, you know, and I don't think enough girls do that. Like, hey, look, this is what I did, but take your power back, you know, like, this is what they've been saying. Yeah, this is me. And it's kind of like, okay, now I feel stupid, you know, that I, you know, gossip to everybody about it, you know, and it's true, you know, so I love that she took her power back and I loved that she was confident out there and she nailed her flips or whatever. I'm not a good, I can't explain it, but, you know, I just was proud of her, like, at that moment. Like, I'm like, go, Lila, you know? Like, take that back. And, like, so, and then I loved when, of course, when she looks at Jason, because, you know, that's special. It's a moment there. And, yeah, Tim, I'm sorry he got hurt, but you know, that's where her heart is. And so I just think that at that moment, you know, he's realizing, yeah, it's not me, but it just was good for her because I don't know. I want to see her happy. I think she's went through a lot, so I want to see her happy.
And that line that Steph is referring to, when she comes in late, she gives her name and this guy says, you sound familiar. And she said, yeah, I'm Lila Garrity, the slut from the website.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, I heard you weren't coming. I mean, the whole exchange. I'm like, what is this guy doing? Write down her name. Let her go cheer. And,
are you the adult or are you the, you know, like, I'm like, what the heck?
What's going on here? And she's like, well, you heard wrong. And it was a special moment. And, you know, you do want Lila to be happy. And I think the audience really like, I think it's an important episode in terms of like forgiveness. And I think the audience can really forgive Lila. And I remember it was my mom, my whole family was obsessed with the show.
Oh yeah.
And I remember they're like, I can't believe, you know, Lila. And my mom said to me like, Lila is 16 years old and her whole world just shattered. And I was like, you know what? You are correct. You are totally correct. And you know, these things are not easy and there's always layers.
Yeah. And she went through, I mean, there was a certain amount of grief she was going through too, because like, obviously she didn't ask for this to happen to Jason. Jason didn't ask for this to happen to himself. And there's, you know, so there was so much grief they were going through and confusion. And that's a lot for a child, you know, like a kid to go through. I mean, I know that they're old enough, but they're still so young, you know, so it makes sense that there's just so much to work through. And it's, you know, but I think that as it's gone through and she's always there for him, and she was always there for him, and she made the mistake, but it was like, you know, it just like she had the whole world, you know what I mean? And
yeah,
everything got crushed.
Exactly. And that's a lot. That's a lot to deal with for anybody. It's really a lot to deal with for a 16-year-old.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
It is a lot. Well, this was another great chat, Steph. Love talking Friday Night Lights. We are going to be talking about the next episode next week, and then we go on a little break for a few weeks, but we'll tell you more about that next week. So join us next week. We have the next episode to talk about, and then we'll be about halfway through season one, which is exciting. And I think I've mentioned this before, season one is the only season of Friday Night Lights that was a full 22 episodes. A lot of shows don't do 22 episodes anymore, but it was the only one. Season two, there was a writer's strike, and so I believe they only made it to 15 episodes, and then the next three seasons are 13 episodes each. So there's your Friday Night Lights fun fact of the week, and that's what I got. Don't forget to leave us a review on iTunes and to follow us on Instagram at Fangirl Sports Network. Steph, I will talk to you next week.
All right, sounds good.
Bye, all.